Bank of Cars. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Dwight Church in Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I got one of these aggravating letters that you send out in the mail.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I get that 16-digit code that you see on there?
Say reservation code.
Correct.
Yeah, 241-3201-0010-4779.
4779. Okay, great. Give me one second. Let me pull it up here. And, sir, can I get your first name?
Dwight, D-W-I-G-H-T.
Okay, perfect. And I got the business as Dwight Church Lumber. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have two, Dwight Church Hardwoods and Miller's Creek Process.
Okay. So you got
both are one.
They're are they under the same entity, or are they just two separate businesses altogether?
Two separate businesses, but I own them both.
Got it. Okay. Are you 100% owner, Dwight?
On both, yes.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's see here. And I have your address as P.O. Box 859, Miller's Creek, North Carolina.
That's correct.
All right, Dwight, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do for the business there and see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
All right, let me tell you what I've gotten and been paying.
Okay.
I've been paying $25,000 a month for the last year. I paid back $300,000 on one of them stupid, merchant loans or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I've got one of them paid off. The other one comes off the 1st of December, and I had three of them, all of them equal to $25,000. But anyway, they're 37 on one. What I owe on that last one, Pam? 37 on one, it's $2,300 a day. How much? $25 on that. And it's how much a week? $1,200. So I've been paying $2,300 a week on one. 37 on, and I'm paying $1,200 a week on one that I owe $25 on, and then they'll be paid off, one in 1st of December and the other one the 1st of January, and I ain't doing that crap no more.
Okay.
That's why Dwight, I have 33% interest rate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can you start off with the one that you said is the balance of 37? What are you paying on that?
What is it? The one that's 37. Is it $2,300 a week? $2,343.
Okay. And the second one, the $25K balance, you're paying $1,200 a week?
Yeah, $1,200 a week on it.
And then what was the third one?
The third one's been paid off. The
third one's paid off. Okay, so you have two currently right now.
Yeah. The
okay.
The third one was like $2,400 a week.
Okay.
That's what I've been paying over the last year. But anyway, I want them things gone. I don't want to mess with them. I want to leave them alone and get them. I just want them to end out, and they will. All I need, I own a sawmill, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I have the need to have, to be able to get money fast. I've been waiting on the banker down here in town for the last 2 weeks. He's known about it for 2 weeks now. I bid off a patch of timber. I need $72,000 to pay for that patch of timber, but I don't need it but like for 6 months if I need it that long. And the way we do that is that operates by the thousand. So say I'm paying $150 a thousand. If I get 100,000 feet of that timber in that week, then that's $15,000 that goes back against that loan that week.
Oh, wow.
So I've been doing this I've been in business for 30 years. Went through a separation and divorce back in 99. Like to have killed me, but I made it through. So anyway, that's where I'm at. And I'm just looking for a place that I can borrow money quick and pay it back without a 33 or a 25 or a 15% interest rate.
Okay, so you're looking for capital at this time. You're not looking...
it's basically inventory. You know, it's standing in the woods. I don't know if you're familiar with sawmilling or not.
I am.
In the lumber industry. So, you know, what I do is I have three different logging outfits that log for me, and my mill is a stationary mill. And they go, I buy standing timber, and then they go cut it and manufacture it in the logs, and that's how I pay them for how much they haul in that week, and that's how I pay the money back. Or, like I said, you know, if they haul $100,000, for instance, I pay them $150 for logging, I pay $150 back to the bank for the logs to get the money paid back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically how that works, and like I say, it's basically for inventory. It'll take 3 or 4 months to cut this patch of timber and get it paid back.
Okay, so you're looking at about 3 to 4 months to borrow as a term.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 to 4 months as a term. How much are you guys doing in sales? Like, what did you guys do last year?
What did we do? Sales last year, Pam, $3 million, something close to $3 million.
Okay, and this year you guys are on track to do what?
About the same. We do about the same all the time.
Okay. So
we do in both companies. One company does anywhere from 225,000 a month to 270,000 a month, and one company does about 60,000 or 70,000 a month. So within both companies, we do a little right at 300,000 a month.
Okay, so are both companies, so those two loans that you have out, are they under the same company or are they under both?
No, they're two individual companies, and White Church Hardwood has the one that pays back to 25 that is $1,200 a month that'll be paid off either the 1st of December, or it's the one that's paying back to 25. Miller's Creek Processing is the one that's paying back to 37. It's also the one that paid back the other that was 24. That's what I say, like to combine both companies together, I've been paying out $25,000 a month for this past year.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I'm down. About
right.
I'm gone.
Yeah. No, I understand. So, how much are you looking to get, Dwight? What do you need? You need $100,000?
No, I need $72,000. Is all I need.
Okay. $72,000.
Yep.
Okay. That's definitely something we can do. You know, kind of listening to you, your sales, how long you've been in business. Just you know, your situation. Would you like to try to consolidate, or you don't even want to touch the other loans? You just
want
to get those.
I don't want to touch them other two. I just want them aggravating things gone, and I'm never doing that stupid crap again. I got behind back 2 years ago. I go to Canada every summer, the first week in June.
Uh-huh.
I started fishing, and so while I was gone, I got swamped with logs and covered slap up, and didn't have nobody to run. We didn't really operate that week, and then the 4th of July, we usually have to take down a week. And Christmas, we usually have to take down because all the places we sell or lumber to, you know, they always take off 4th of July and around Christmas.
Okay.
So I kind of got a double whammy there. A year, it'd be a year this past June. And that's how come I done that stupid, or in that crazy ass, well, they didn't tell me just exactly what was happening until it was too late. So I made a terrible mistake there, and I paid for it. Like I say, I paid back $300,000 a year, and I like 37 on one, I like 25 on nothing, and I just want them gone.
Okay. Okay.
And they'll get gone. They'll get
gone. Yeah, they will. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Definitely sounds like we can do something for you, Dwight. Well, let me do this. Let me get your email address so I can send you our application.
Don't
here.
Have one. Do not have an email. I don't do that. I don't do textings. I'm old.
Old-fashioned. I understand. You got a fax then.
Yep. I got a fax, and I like to talk to people.
Perfect. Well,
this thing come with an application loan.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a different one because I need your actual signature on this piece of paper, the one I can send you, but I can fax it to you. What's your fax number?
336.
336.
667.
667.
6860.
6860?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Dwight, I'll send that over. What I'm going to need, I'll put it in the list of the on the fax there, but I'm going to need about 6 months of your bank statements, your most recent tax return, I'm sure you know the drill. You've done it before.
I don't have my 16 tax returns done yet. My CPA, I have the 15s, 14s, and 15s, 13s, and all
15
that.
15 will work. I just need 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Put on there what you need. My secretary's here, and she can get it.
Perfect. And what's a good number for me to contact you in case I need to get a hold of you?
336.
Uh-huh.
957.
Uh-huh.
6189.
Okay. Is this your cell, Dwight?
Yep. Okay. It's my cell, my home phone. Now, I have an office phone, but I'm never in the office. I'm in here now talking to you, but I'm hardly ever in here.
And you're always in out there cutting down those logs, right?
Right. At least I'm talking to somebody I can understand. That's a good thing, too.
Absolutely.
A lot of these people, them New Yorkers up there, that one guy, Mike Newsy, I swear, he's got such an accent, and he's such a fast talker, and he's the one that screwed me on them other deals, and shit. So anyway.
Yeah, well, I hope that I can help you out. I mean, it sounds like there's something I can do here, Dwight, so I'm definitely going to do my best. I understand your situation. I understand that it's a short term. You're just looking to get the $72K. You want to pay it back in about 4 months, but you'd like a reasonable rate. You don't want nothing crazy.
I just want a reasonable rate, and I mean, I can pay the thing back. Like I said, I might pay it back $5,000 one week, $3,000 the next week, $8,000 the next week, just however the logs come in. Depends on how much, they get out and get in.
Sure. Okay. Well, there, let me see what I can do for you. I'll put something together. As soon as you get me all that information, you fax it all back, I'll get started on your file, and I'll get you an answer in about 24, 48 hours from when you're able to get me the paperwork back in. So I'm not going to be like your local bank there and take weeks on getting an answer to you.
I just need to find a place that I can call if I can get hooked up with you and it works good. If I bid off a track of timber and this works out, that I say I need, I need $100,000. Because like I say, we do about $3 million a year, year in, year out. So, and it takes a lot of money to operate. It takes
Absolutely.
A lot of money to put sand in timber,
Yeah. I have a couple clients of mine are loggers. I know, so I've dealt with them before. I know that it's hard in the logging industry to get approved for a loan.
It is.
So specifically, it's tough. But I've been able to help them out.
Another bank.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So I've been able to help out a couple loggers, logging companies. It worked out well. They had the exact same issue you had. They had an opportunity to get more lumber here, and they just needed some capital to do it. So that's where I came in, and I was able to help them. So I hope I can do the same for you, Dwight. Let's see what we can do. I'll send you that fax. And do you want to take down my number in case you need to call me? You can call me directly.
All right, let me just write it on this piece of paper right here.
Or would you like me to put it on the fax?
Just put it on the fax. Put your name and number on the fax. That way, Pam, she can keep up with things a whole lot better than I can. She keeps me straight. She's been here since 99, and she knows as much about it, or more about in here than I do.
Okay.
More than I do out yonder.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I will put my info on there, so if you or Pam need to get a hold of me, please don't hesitate to reach out. But I'll send that over in about 10, 15 minutes. Is that okay?
That'll be fine.
All right, Dwight. Appreciate you calling in, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.